As you've seen in your previous assignments, sound is created when something is vibrated, a guitar string, a saxophone reed, a drum head, or maybe a vocal cord. These vibrations cause air molecules to be compressed or pushed together and pulled apart as the object moves back and forth. This compression wave travels through the air in a longitudinal fashion, like vibrations going down a slinky, except that these pressure waves move out in all directions at once. Once a sound wave is created, it will spread out through the space it's in until it encounters a surface, like ripples on the surface of a pond. When sound hits a surface, there are three possibilities for what will happen to the energy of the pressure wave. One, it will be transmitted through the material and continue expanding out. Two, it will be absorbed by the surface. And three, it will be reflected by the surface back into the original space. In the real world, all three of these will occur to varying degrees, depending on the material the surface is made of.